Province has a major debt problem, as you probably already know. Yesterday, academic, political, and business leaders got together to take a stab at solving that problem. The forum, entitled Reasonable Solutions to Newfoundland and Labrador's Fiscal Reality, was hosted by MUN's Department of Economics. Now, Larry Short is a chartered professional accountant and spokesperson for CPA, Canada's financial literacy program. He is in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Larry. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
Now, you attended yesterday's sessions.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a second. But first of all, let's back up to Monday's announcement from the federal and provincial governments.
Yes.
Your take on what you heard there.
We don't have enough information to make any determination. We just don't know what it means. It's in our business, in the financial planning side, it's interesting that, you know, the commentary was made by someone on the website about the fact that maybe we should hire a financial planner. I am a financial planner. And in our business, unless you have a plan in writing, it's called a prayer. Right. It's an intention of here's what we hope to do. But until you have it written down so that people can see the details, the steps that are required, the trade-offs, the thought that was put into it, there's no way to determine its validity. So as a consequence, when somebody comes out and says, here's what we're going to do, it's OK, show me this so that I can see what the numbers look like. And you can't. There's no numbers here.
But isn't that what the province does all the time? I mean, even like, you know, Brent crude every day, I'm sure Tom Osborne gets up and looks and to see what's going on with the price of Brent crude, which is down now because of the coronavirus.
Right. Yes.
The bottom line in the province is affected every day. I mean, power rates are going to change. They're subject to change. There is going to be volatility.
Yes.
Isn't there?
Right. But
in
the forecast for Brent crude, you say, where did you get the forecast? Well, it's based on this number of experts. We take an average of that number of experts. We look at it over time. And here's a basis for determination of, is that forecast reasonable? In the exact same way in this particular plan or prayer that was given earlier on in the week, it's what is this based on? Show us where you're going to get these numbers. Because the statements such as we're going to not get a dividend now from Nalcor, well, weren't we getting that dividend before? And wasn't that dividend going to be used to pay down the debt?
So isn't that mitigating the problem with our money? Or when I say our money, I mean taxpayers' money.
It is, Robin.
I mean, ratepayers aren't paying it on their power bill that comes to the mail
Correct.
Every month. But
the taxpayers are paying it.
Our roads won't be fixed because Nalcor is not going to have as much money to give back to government.
We're guessing. Until somebody says, this is where we're getting the money from, we don't know. So this is what I'm saying. It's a hope, it's a wish, and it's an intention, it's a prayer. We don't know what that thing actually is.
So what was the exercise? Was this a political move on Monday, do you think?
Politics is outside of my purview,
affairs?
But my guess is that people were panicking. They saw the announcement on Friday night, and then they said, holy heavens, this is going to affect my plans for the province, so that we need some soothing or calming of the proletariat in order for people to be able to plan and continue to buy homes and buy vehicles and build their business here.
Consumer confidence. Okay, so what has to happen here in your estimation? I mean, obviously they have to reach some kind of a deal. And there's also the opposition party saying, why wasn't there cash up front? You know, the premier had talked about a couple hundred million bucks
right.
that we would likely get from Ottawa. That's not there. Or do you think that might still be in the work? Or do we just not know?
We just don't know. All we have is we intend to continue talking and it is a problem. That's all we know for certain. There's nothing there we can bank on.
Was this a hot topic yesterday at the conference?
Oh, heavens, yes. At the conference. So just to give you an idea, there was a little bit of good news at the conference, which was that it opened without somebody standing up and spending a half hour blaming the PCs. So that message of that it is all the PCs' fault seems to finally have been dissuaded. And there was a number of discussions about what could be done. So that was an encouraging part of it. Tom Osborne started the event, and it was interesting in a way, again, how he presented it, because basically he said, it's stayed a course. It is, we're planting a whole series of trees that will bear fruit down the road. The impression of the people in the room, though, was you're planting trees during a forest fire. And as long as the winds don't get too turbulent because of a market, because of a worldwide recession, then maybe we can make it through this. And what he's hoping for is that the next oil boom that's coming. And I really think that there is another leg up coming with increase in oil revenue for the province, that will rein enough money in order to solve the problems in combination with some of the programs that he has put in place.
But again, that's with a hand behind the back and the fingers crossed,
That's exactly right. That is a hope.
We didn't count on coronavirus to bring oil prices down to $55 a barrel.
Correct. And we just avoided a major war in the Mideast. The Trump almost started with Iran. I mean, there's a whole series of things that can go wrong here. So as long as things continue on, then we'll be able to develop and let those plans mature. But if there's a downturn of any sort, then we face the jeopardy. But that was also the theme that came out of the discussion, was the fact that other governments who have gone through this in Canada, it took a major external event. It took Saskatchewan's phone call to the federal government to say, we have issued $500 million worth of bonds and nobody in the bond market wants to buy our bonds. And the federal government literally called all of the pension funds and insurance companies and said, do us a favor, buy these bonds right now, and we'll owe you a favor. And then they called in the government of Saskatchewan and said, you have to close 54 hospitals.
How close are we to that now?
Oh, this could be it. I mean, this could be, all depending on what comes out of this federal agreement. I mean, that's where I think we're pretty close to, is that unless there's something quite strong in that federal agreement, even the commentary yesterday from Moody's, I think it was, put out, is that they need to see something. Now, fortunately, there's not a lot of new bonds to be issued or a new debt to be issued, except the billion or so that we're financing every little while. I think there's $4 billion coming up in the next couple of years. And as a consequence, that's where the real test is that when the province goes back to the market to see what the appetite is for our bonds. So that's the magic question. But the other thing that really came out of this, I thought this was going to be about economics, and it really came out to being the need for democratic reform. I mean, this is what the conclusion or the consensus was in that room, was the fact that we had to take the checkbook away from the premier's office. That's what came out of that discussion, and even Ross Wiseman was quite former finance minister was speaking strongly about the need for democratic reform, that we cannot just have a government that continues to be incentivized to spend. There'll never be a politician that walks into a district and said, I cut money and I cut the costs in the following areas. It's always, I opened this clinic, I put this in here, I installed, we hired workers,
we paved the road.
So there has to be some other means that we have to make these changes.
We've got to leave people with some hope here, Larry. Where's the bright spot in any or all of this?
It's an ongoing discussion. I mean, it is. I mean, and there's going to be a question of, what does the upcoming budget look like? And I challenge, people to go to their MHAs and not just criticize the current Liberal administration, but also ask the PCs and the NDP, where is your written plan? It's one thing for you to say this is not good enough, but tell us, what are the alternatives? The worry that I have was the fact that if 4 years ago the province had started and put in place things such as more midwives, more super ambulances, more nurse practitioners, telehealth provisions, if they started implementing that 4 years ago, then they could afford to make the changes that are necessary, which is to close down some of the hospitals within the province. That's the single biggest cost. But you can't just go and cut services like that unless you've already put replacements in place.
Larry, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.